Ah, it's nice to be here and nice to be coming out of lockdown, albeit with limitations.
And albeit with probably a gazillion things that you have to do and people to get back to. And I'd say that this Friday is going to be a fairly busy day for you, mate.
Yeah, when we got to the office on, yesterday, there was an enormous number of messages, probably a record, 30-odd messages for bookings. And that will keep happening, I'm sure, as we go along. The problem with that, of course, is that we have limitations on the number of people we can hold. We can only take a quarter of our patronage. So juggling that and all of the other things that we have to do with the level of restrictions we're working under does create a lot of work.
Oh, plenty of spare seats then, but you could stretch out on the sofas.
Yeah, I suppose. You could probably have a row to yourself. So we are limited to 45 for the time being, which is a quarter of our capacity, which means that, you know, we will be able to probably break even, but it's not ideal.
Yeah. Okay. So, but in terms of booking, just the normal applies, go via the website and see how you go.
Yeah. Or give us a call, 544-62025. But yeah, it's probably essential at the moment to book to avoid disappointment. Walk-ins would be very dicey.
All righty. Well, let's look at some of the movies.
Yeah. Dune Again is a new release. Tell us a bit about it, Martin.
Oh, yeah. This looks like a lot of fun. This is a comedy drama. It's got Noni Hazelhurst, Claudia Carvin and Stephen Curry in it, so a great Australian cast. It's interesting, there's a lot of films about dementia going on at the moment, and I don't know if that's by design, or surely it isn't, but anyway, this is one of those. So the story is that the character played by Noni Hazelhurst is in a care facility, and she suffers from dementia. But in this, she suddenly has a moment of lucidity, and she's out of her demented state, I suppose you'd say. And then she escapes, and then she seeks out her two children, played by Stephen Curry and Claudia Carvin, who are estranged, they're having their own problems. So June's out there to, you know, help them get back on track, and it looks like classic family dynamics, really good, fun Australian comedy drama.
Oh, okay. Now, I'm interested really in this one because David Gulpil, I just think he is an absolute treasure to this country, and I read a little bit about this documentary about him, and it's no punches pulled, it's him towards the end of his life.
Yeah, so this film was actually, I believe, filmed over 2 or 3 years, shortly after he was diagnosed with lung cancer, and he was given a very short period of time, but turns out in true fighting style he lasted quite a bit longer, and enough to see this through, this documentary, and it is his story told in his own words. I think that's very important that he was able to do that, and yeah, it'll be a no holds barred, warts and all story of his own life. So yeah, and you're right, he's an absolute treasure and one of the most iconic Indigenous actors, if not the most, that we've ever seen.
It's quite a brave move to do a documentary when you know you're on your last leg, so to speak, isn't it? It's quite a brave thing to do as well as an interesting thing.
Very brave, and he's very candid, but also it seems very philosophical, and it certainly doesn't come across in the trailer as being a doom and gloom piece. It's more, I guess, perhaps a celebration of his life and the things that he's gone through in his, 70 years or something.
Yeah. Okay, well, a couple of others. Let's belt through these. A new release drama, Land.
Yeah, this is my new release pick. Well, one of my new release picks of the month. It's absolutely fantastic. Directorial debut of Robin Wright. And basically, it's a sort of like an adventure, empowering women's story. So her character goes through some sort of tragedy in the city. We don't really find out what it is in the trailers, at least. And it certainly is not given away in the blurb. And she decides to retreat completely from civilization and go and live in an isolated part of the Rockies, I think it is. And it's basically her journey. She befriends a guy who helps her understand what it means to live on your own in the wild. And, yeah, it looks the stunning scenery, beautifully shot, and, yeah, a really important film. Definitely one I'm going to see this month.
Terrific.
So we're looking at Cinetopia, which is your Tuesday oldie. Steel Magnolias, what a classic that one is.
Yeah, Hot on the Heels of Fried Green Tomatoes, which is the same era and, you know, very much an ensemble cast piece. I mean, this has got Dolly Parton, Sally Field, Daryl Hannah, Julia Roberts, Olympia Dukakis. I'm sure I'm missing someone, but there's a huge cast. This was a massive hit at the time. A little bit of controversy around it, the way that the director treated some of the actors in this film, but it is basically a classic small town, personal relationship story. Bit of comedy, bit of drama. There'll be tears, there'll be laughter. You know, if you've seen it before, see it on the big screen. If you haven't seen it, it's definitely time to get a watch.
Definitely take the tissues along with you.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, we don't sell them at the bar, but maybe we should.
The other one you did miss there was Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine, of course.
The only thing I remember from Steel Magnolias really was where she said along the lines of, you know, I'm not a bitch. I've just been in a very bad mood for 30 years.
That's a classic line for her, isn't it?
That sounds like a good line for Robbo too, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, not a morning person, Robbo?
Very much so, actually. I love the mornings. Yeah, I just like being grumpy. And on that note, listen, great that you are open again, and hopefully it won't be too long before you're back to full capacity and all of that sort of jazz. So we wish you well, and thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it.